But then Judah went at that time. He saw a camel group of Ishmaelites as they were passing through. So he encouraged the rest of the brothers to sell Joseph to them instead of killing him.
这个接下去的十三年呢，这个、约瑟在埃及是又先从做奴隶，然后又被诬告打到监狱里去。
And so in the next 13 years, Joseph spent in Egypt initially as a slave, and then later he was wrongfully accused, and so he was sent to prison.
我们上次特别讲到一个名词，就是培训啊，神是培训，不是那个斜土旁的那个我们讲 training 人，而是陪在我们旁边，耳朵旁啊，陪在我们身边，陪我们受训的神。
And so last time we shared on a concept called it's like training, except God is with you all along the way instead of him being apart from you and sending you off to some sort of training.
约瑟就谦卑而且没有抱怨的与主同行，一直到他三十岁的时候，他为法老解了法老的梦。
And so Joseph humbled himself and he walked with the Lord all the way until he was 30 when he interpreted a dream for the Pharaoh.
那么他这个时候就摇身一变，成为这个全埃及第二号的掌权人。
And all of a sudden, it seemed his status changed overnight, and now he became the like second highest ranking person in Egypt.
那么犹大，我们过去就讲了，他在卖了约瑟以后呢，大概是看见他父亲长久的哀伤，因为他爸爸就不能受别的人孩子的安慰，总是觉得很愁苦。
And then Judah, after they sold Joseph, he saw that his father was always grieved.
而且我相信众弟兄都慢慢自觉良心有亏啊，日子不好过了。
And I believe that also the rest of the brothers, they all felt this, their conscience nagging at them, so probably their days were not that great as either.
所以呢，因为是他出的主意要卖嘛，所以可能弟兄们就是对他就是有责怪的眼神和言语啊，那他自己也觉得很内疚。
And so because it was Judah's idea to sell Joseph, so I think the rest of the brothers were all rebuke him, look at him with this accusations. And so his own heart inside is also is not feeling great.
所以他就只能离开他们这个家啊，跟他的兄弟，他就自己流荡到希伯伦西北15里远的一个亚杜兰城。
And so because all this is constantly under pressure, so he left his brothers and his own home and to be a soldier in a city that's 15 miles to the northwest of Hebron.
最后呢，他因着他的儿媳妇他玛啊，他终于承认自己还不如一个外邦的女子。
And finally, because of his daughter-in-law Tamar, he finally admits that he is not even he can't even compare to a Gentile woman.
所以因着他愿意面对自己的过失，他就从一个出卖人口、出卖兄弟这么一个的犯人、一个罪人啊，他就变成。就改变了。
And because he's willing to face his sin and repent for it, so he changed from someone who's a human trafficker, if you will, to someone who's willing to sell out his own brother, a sinner. He changed.
不但回到家里，而且他慢慢就长成一个愿意为兄弟牺牲的一个领袖。
And not only has he returned to his own household, but he slowly become a leader who is willing to sacrifice for his own brother.
如果你圣经不是很熟悉的话呢，请你可以翻到创世纪42章，我们现在就从这里接下去讲。
And so if you're not very familiar with the Bible, we now turn to chapter 42 of Genesis.
那么我们又回到约瑟身上，照着约瑟解的梦呢，就埃及就开始有了七个丰年。那么七个丰年过去，荒年开始。
So now we return to look at Joseph and how he's doing again. So according to the dream that he interpreted for the Pharaoh, the Egyptian Egypt will experience 7 years of great abundance and 7 years of famine.
那这个时候，这个迦南地也遭到饥荒。
And so during those 7 years of famine, even the land of Canaan also experienced this famine.
那么雅各就在粮食欠缺的这个情况下，他就听见哦，只有埃及有粮食。
And so while everywhere is running out of food, Jacob heard that Egypt's the only place that still has food.
他就打发十个哥哥去埃及买粮。
And so he sent forth his 10 sons to go to Egypt to buy food.
那当这十个哥哥他们那一团队呢，走到这个卖粮的埃及主管面前，那么就很自然的脸伏在地上，向那个人下拜了。
And so when these temperance go to the Egyptian official who's in charge of selling the food, then naturally they bow down before that person.
没有想到那个埃及的主管啊，就很严厉地问了他们话。
And unexpectedly, this person spoke to them with harsh words.
他竟然指责他们是来窥探埃及地的一些奸细。
And accused them of being spies, trying to spot out the undefended land of Egypt.
那么因为他们很紧张啊，很情急，他们就哥哥就着这个主管的问话，就把家里面的情况讲一讲。
And because the situation was dire, so they answered the official's questioning and told him everything about the condition of their household.
他的证明他们的确是一家的人。
To prove that they are indeed but one single family.
不是那个一群奸细。
And they're instead of a group of spies.
但是他们家原来是有12个兄弟，现在有一个没有了，最小的呢还留在父亲的身边。
But because they start out as 12 brothers, one's gone, one's died according to them, and then the youngest one is by the father's side.
那我们晓得呢，这个埃及的主管呢，就是约瑟。
And so we know that this official is actually Joseph.
他虽然跟他们大概已经到现在大概有21、22年没有见面了。
So even though from the time that he was sold until now, it's been 21, 22 years that he hasn't seen his brothers.
但是他一眼马上就认出这个模样还差不多的十位哥哥，因为那个时候他们已经大概长成了啊。
And but however, Joseph was able to spot his these 10 brothers immediately, because even though it's been so long that but their shape is probably remaining the same.
哥哥们呢却绝对认不出这个埃及高官装束的这个弟弟。因为怎么可能呢，是吧？
Yeah, the brothers couldn't have recognized their brother, their younger brother, who now has become such a high status official in Egypt. Because it's not possible. How could it be?
Yeah. 那么有的人我看了参考的，有的人就以为为什么哥哥把他当做父亲？因为开始的时候为什么他们叫他叫奸细？就是因为这个哥哥在开始的时候认为这个约瑟是父亲的眼线。
And according to some of the references I've read on this, the reason why Joseph accused them of being spies is because originally the brothers accused Joseph of being a spy for their father.
所以他现在才叫他们是奸细啊。
And so that's why Joseph in return called them spies.
当然这个实际的情形我们也不清楚，以后到了天上可以去问啊。
Well, for the specific detail we don't know about, so maybe later on when we are in heaven, we could ask about it.
但是我的感觉是可能这件事对他来讲发生的太突然了。
My personal feeling is that maybe all these things are happening too quickly or too sudden for him.
因为他自从做了埃及的宰相呢，在这个昌盛又繁忙的生活里面呢，他以为神不但使他忘记了一切困苦，也使他忘记了让他伤心的富家了。
And because for Joseph, ever since that he became the steward of Egypt, he was really busy, so he thought that's a way that God allowed him to forget all about his suffering before, and what's more, allowed him to forget about his father's household, which caused him so much grief and heartache.
这个就是他第一个儿子马拿西名字的意思，就是忘了这个以前的父家。
And that's why he named his first son Manasseh, because the meaning means to forget what's before, what's behind.
但是他一下看见哦，向他下拜了，他十个哥哥来向他下拜，他马上又想起他以前的梦了。
All of a sudden, now that he sees all his ten brothers bowing down before him, all of a sudden that reminded him of the dream that he had before.
因为他梦了两次，都是那个哥哥啊，或者是全家，连他父母都来向他下拜。
Because he had dreamt twice that either his brothers or his entire household all bowed down before Joseph.
所以这个情景马上就把他愣住了哈。
And so all these things all come to head, so it caused him to pause a bit.
那么在他自己还没有弄清楚该怎么办的时候呢，他一面就仔细地探问家中的情形，知道爸爸怎么样，还有他们对这个小弟弟便雅悯是怎么样。
And so while he's trying to decide what to do, he asked his brothers about the details about their family, on one hand to learn how his father's doing and how the youngest brother Benjamin is doing.
另外一面嘛，他就把哥哥后来都扣在监牢里了。
And on the other hand, he also put them in prison.
他就说要等你们其中有一个人啊，把便雅悯带来，把你们的小弟弟带来，然后证明你们讲的是实话，是一家人。
And to ask him, while you're in prison, wait until one of you willing to go and bring your youngest brother here to prove what you say is true.
我的感觉是约瑟其实把这个已经忘记的这个哥哥们这个的自己啊，一段时间。
And so I think this time, what's going through Joseph's mind is that he's forgotten about his brother for a while now.
不是，他已经把哥哥忘记很久了嘛啊。那么他现在就给自己一段时间，可以到主的面前来寻求，看看从被卖为奴一直到现在的光景，那到底神是什么意思？
So this to give himself an opportunity so that he can come before the Lord to see what is all the what has been his whole entire journey from the time when he was sold until now. What has all this mean? What does God want him to learn from this?
他把哥哥们下在监里三天。
And so he put his brothers in prison for 3 days.
我相信这个时候呢，他慢慢明白神的意思了。
But I think that slowly through these 3 days, he finally understands God has in mind.
他几年前生老二的时候，以法莲叫他这个以法莲，因为神使他在受苦的地方昌盛，这个名字的意思。
A few years ago, he named his second son Ephraim, which means that God allowed him to prosper in the land that he suffered.
他现在这三天里面，他才领悟到神的心不单单是为了他自己好，而且是为了他的全家、他的全群着想。
And so now he finally understands that God not only wants him to do well, but also his whole entire family to do well as well.
这个诗篇105篇16到21节，你有兴趣的话，你以后回家可以去看。
So in Psalm 105, verse 16 to 21, if you're interested, you could go home and read that passage.
原来他发现是神为了要使他们成为不跟别人混杂的一个大群大族啊，所以特地命定饥荒。
And so it turns out that God, it is God's will for his family blood not to be mixed with other bloods. So that's why God had caused this great famine.
所以他们就可以把他们迁到，神就可以把他们迁到这个歌山去。
And because of that, God is able to lead them to Goshen.
那么而自己呢，这个约瑟自己呢，竟然是神所差的一个先锋了。
And Joseph himself is actually the pioneer of God's will.
他等于在那里为全家预备一切啊，一直到神把以色列大族上到神启示应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那一天为止。
And so he sent forth as a pioneer to help prepare everything for his family, all the way until the day when God leads Israel and his whole entire family to the place that God had promised Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
那我相信一直到现在，他才开始明白神给他那两个梦的范围有多大。
And I think that it's only now did Joseph realize how vast his two dreams are about, what it encompasses.
因为在他被卖为奴隶，然后被脚镣伤脚，被铁链拘捆，被神的话试炼13年之久的这个时期里。
Because from the time when he was sold as a slave until he was bound by chains, and then to the point those chains hurt his ankles, and then was tested by God's words in these 13 years time period.
这个启示，这个梦里面的启示，还有神一直跟他同在啊，是神在造就、准备他，让他能够在苦中能够继续靠神，一直成长，不停地往前走。
So all this time is God is actually God testing him and training him so that he can grow in adversity.
Yeah. 那神的梦这个时候呢，就终于应验在眼前了。
And so only now, the dream that he had finally become reality.
Okay. 而且这个应验啊，竟然是在全埃及和有当时的天下的面前。
And the place where all this become reality, come to truth is.Come to reality is in the land of Egypt in front of everyone.
那个时候圣经上讲天下就是指那个父亲的，就在这些的面前，不仅仅在迦南地自己的家。
and not just in his own house in the land of Canaan.
因为那个梦只是包括他的家人嘛，所以他原来是以为神要使他成为被全家尊敬的人，没想到神竟然使他成为被全埃及和当时全天下都尊敬的一个救世主。
And so originally when Joseph had those dreams, in his dreams it was just his own family who's worshiping him. So he thought that it meant that God wanted to allow him to become a leader to a point where his whole entire family would bow down to him. But in reality, it's actually God led him to be in a position where the entire land of Egypt, the entire civilization at the time, they were all viewing him as the savior.
这个成就神最终心意的这个坎坷的过程，还有这个神给他的这个结局，是他以前从来没有想过的。
And so the fulfillment of what God had promised to him, it's in a way that Joseph had never dreamt about before.
我自己想到这里，学到这里啊，我就自己也很兴奋。
And so whenever I read about this, I always get excited.
因为你知道，神跟我们讲话。我们以为是这样，也许这个范围更大，将来一定是范围更大。
And so oftentimes when we think when God's speaking to us, oftentimes we thought it's only pertaining to a certain level, but oftentimes it's actually much greater.
那么这个时候呢，这个敬畏神的这个约瑟呢，心里就明白过来了。
And so it is at this point that Joseph, someone who reveres God, finally understands.
他以后你就看见圣经上。再也没有向他的哥哥们严厉的说话。
And so you discover that ever since that point, he no longer speaks harshly to his brothers.
因为一开始的时候有嘛，因为他搞不清楚。
Because he was doing so initially, because he doesn't quite understand what God wants him to do.
如果你要去看哥林多后书十章六节的下半段说，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
So if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, it says, ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete.
你看见这个虽然是保罗在讲，但是神做事也是这个原则。然后八节的前半段，他说，主赐给我们权柄，这个保罗说的啊，是要造就你们，并不是要败坏你们。
And so even though that's what Paul has written down,But that's also how God works. And then on to verse 8, the first part of verse 8. For even if I boast somewhat further about our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up.
所以你看见约瑟30岁被神升高。
And so you can see that Joseph, when he turned 30, God lifted him up.
在属灵的世界里面，我们可以讲说他已经长到与主一同掌权的一个身量了。
And so in spiritual terms, we could say that he has grown to a point where he could rule together with the Lord.
Yes. 那么但是这个有一个条件，必须自己要在对的灵里面才能够站在破口与主同工。
However, there's a condition, and that is that he himself has to be in the right in spirit, and only then can he stand and work with the Lord. Can stand at the breach and work with the Lord.
所以这就是神为什么前面这样子的训练他的目的。
And so that's the purpose of why God trained him initially.
所以这三天过去，他我相信他知道怎么样处理了。
So after these 3 days have gone past, I believe that he now knows what he must do.
以后你会看见他帮助这些哥哥们的悔改。
And then you can see that later on he helped his elder brothers to repent.
而且他也照顾在迦南的全家。
And at the same time, taking care of his entire household in Canaan.
他不仅把他们要买粮的银子都还给他们，也给他们路上需要的食物一切东西。
And not only did he return all of the money that they took in order to buy the food, but also he gave them spending money to get back home and as well as food.
但是而且你看见圣经记载说他自己暗中。
And also in the Bible, you can see that Joseph cried secretly twice.
一直到跟他的哥哥们相认了以后，他又哭了四次。
And all the way until he finally came out to reveal the truth to his elder brothers, he cried 4 more times.
如果你要知道那个经节的话，我自己都有，现在不讲了，因为太多，你们自己可以下以后问我哈。
And there's many verses where it records this. If you're interested, you can talk to me afterwards.
所以他，你看见他这样哭啊，就让我们知道他现在的心是跟主在 discipline 我们，就是管教我们时的心肠是一样，是出于爱心的管教。
And so this time, all of this description allows us to see that at that moment inside Joseph's heart, he cried. It's the same reason how God felt, the Lord felt when He disciplines us. It's out of love.
一点这个约瑟一点没有报仇或者是故意来捉弄他哥哥的心态啊。
And so Joseph didn't have any feelings of revenge, or taking out revenge on his brothers or making fun of them.
如果是那样，他可能要鼓掌大笑或者是冷笑一下，对不对？
And if that's really the case, he'll probably clap his hands and laugh with joy.
对，所以这个很重要的一件事情就是我们在无论在什么时候，特别是被主受训练的时候，要保守在神面前有对的灵。
And so that gives us a lesson that no matter what situation we are, that we need to be in the right spirit in front of the Lord.
你看摩西，他就很可惜，在最后他快要进到迦南的时候，他就败在别人的软弱，引动了他的怒气。
And sadly, you can see Moses that right before they were about to enter into the land of Canaan.He fell to other people's weakness, and he became angry.
他没有遵守神的话，就不能进到迦南，很可惜。所以我们千万要不能做这种事情。
And so he did not obey God's word, and so that's why he's forbidden to enter into the land of Canaan. So this is very important for us to remember.
所以最后呢，他这样子 understand 知道神的心意以后，他就慢慢学习怎么样来帮助他的哥哥们悔改。
And so slowly after Joseph understand God's will, he slowly helped his brothers to repent.
所以他决定只留一个人，本来说让一个人回去，现在只留一个人。
And so originally he said that only one can go back to their father to bring the youngest brother, but now he only left one with him and then released the other brothers to go home.
所以这其余的人呢，就可以带这些粮食回到迦南。然后呢，把那个小弟弟带来，证明他所说的话。
And so the rest of the people can then bring the food back to their home in Canaan, and then also bring the youngest brother to as a proof for what they were saying.
我相信这个时候，就圣经上讲，这些哥哥们就承认以前的确是在出卖约瑟的事上犯了罪。我相信他的事就是用迦南他们家乡话来讲。
So I think at that point when all the brothers were talking among themselves, admitting that when they sold Joseph, they have angered God, they were probably talking in their own local dialect, hometown dialect.
Yeah, 因为他们那个时候他没有顾到约瑟很大的痛苦跟他的恳求，所以呢，现在一定是神在追讨流他血的时候。
And because at that time they did not heed to Joseph's plead and his suffering, and so they think that God is now seeking revenge for them in blood for that those crime.
约瑟那个时候，因为他是埃及的主管高官嘛，所以他们讲话中间是有那个有翻译的。
And so Joseph at that time, he is a high-ranking official in Egypt. So when they talk, when he and his brother talk, there's an interpreter in between them.
那可是约瑟当然听得懂他哥哥讲的话，知道他们在认罪，所以他又忍不住，他就出去哭了一场。
And but of course, Joseph understand what his brothers are talking about without the interpreter, and so he heard that his brothers finally repented and admitted to their sins, so he couldn't help himself anymore, so he left in a hurry and cried.
所以你看见啊，这个人神叫我们不能犯罪就是这个原因，因为人一旦犯罪哦，一辈子就愧疚。
And so from this you can see the reason why God doesn't want us to sin is because once you sinned, you will regret for it for the rest of your life.
这些哥哥们啊，一直到父亲死了以后，他们仍然害怕约瑟的报复。
So these older brothers, they continue to live in fear of the revenge from Joseph even after their father's death.
你如果看的话，到了创世纪第五十章，你数一下，他们一共为罪的这个报应啊，担心了六次之多。
And so, from now until chapter 50.They have worried about this a total of six times.
这就是神要给我们新生命，让我们不要犯罪的原因。
And so that's why God gave us new life and wants us not to sin.
那么这个时候，约瑟是把这个西缅留下来了。
And so at this time, Joseph bind Simeon.
因为你如果看那个后来他父亲以色列为这十二个儿子说的话，他说西缅是容易趁怒杀害人命。
And so the reason is because Simeon, according to Jacob's observation, is that he is someone who is easy to kill in his wrath.
所以我相信他为什么留西缅，可能就是当时那个时候挑动兄长要杀他的人就是西缅。
And so I think that the reason why Joseph retained Simeon is because he's probably the one who incited his brothers to kill Joseph in the first place.
然后呢，约瑟就把其他的哥哥给放了。
And so after that, Joseph released the rest of his brothers.
而且把每一个人的银子都摆在他们的口袋里。
And also in secret, he told his servants to return all of the money that they used to buy the food.
所以在回程的路上呢，有一个人就发现自己的银子怎么在粮袋里面呢，吓得不得了。
And so on their return journey, one of them discovered that the money that they brought to buy the food actually ended up inside the food bag, the grain bags. And so he was really concerned and fearful.
他们回到父亲面前，大家就讲这个发生的事情，而且叫这个约瑟，他们不知道是约瑟，叫他是那地的主。
And so after they returned to Jacob's household, they were all sharing and talking about the event that had unfolded. And at the time, they don't know it was Joseph, so they called that man, the man the Lord of the land.
等到每一个人都发现，哇，自己的银子通通都在自己的口袋里的时候，包括雅各都非常惧怕。
And so when eventually everyone discovered that all their money were returned to their money bags, including Jacob, everyone was really fearful.
这个雅各自从失去了约瑟，便雅悯就变成他宝贝的儿子，因为这两个是他最心爱的太太生的。
And so ever since Jacob lost Joseph, Benjamin became his favorite son because both of them were given birth by his favorite wife.
啊，现在西缅又没有了。
And now he had lost even Simeon.
那个时候做老大的流便，他就愿意用他的两个儿子抵这个便雅悯的命啊，如果这个便雅悯不带回来的话，就用他两个儿子来抵。
And so at the time, Reuben said he's willing to use his own two sons to, as a trade for Benjamin's life. So basically, he's trying to tell his father to guarantee that Benjamin will be okay.
但是呢，即使是这样，雅各也不愿意把 Benjamin 交给其他的人带走，他恐怕这个便雅悯再遭害。
And but even then, Jacob's still not willing to give Benjamin to them because he's afraid that harm would come to Benjamin.
这里我又看见有一个功课，就是这个惧怕是我们必须要对付的点。
So here I discover another lesson to be learned, and that is that fear is a lesson that we must face.
如果你去看约伯记三章二十五节的话
，If you look at Job chapter 3 verse 25.
他说啊，我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来。
And in that is he says, for what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me.
那个时候约伯不是发生了很多惨事嘛，而且都很快，好像在一天里面都发生了，所以这是他心里的惧怕。
And so at that point, at that time, Job, a lot of things, bad things were happening to him, and also they were happening all in one day. So there's that same fear in Jacob's heart. In Job's heart.
所以最可怕的就是一个惧怕的心理，因为我们给仇敌一个攻击的地步。
And so what's most fearful is to have that a fearful heart, because that allows the enemy to attack us.
这个可以讲很多，但是你们如果愿意知道的话，你们可以以后跟我打电话就可以了。
And so you can talk about going into much more detail in this, and if you're interested, we can talk over the phone.
因为我发现有的时候你自己不清楚，但是过不管是过了多久，你只要有这个地步给仇敌，仇敌迟早要来攻。
And so what I discover is that even though you might not think it at the time, but afterwards, no matter how long it's been, as long as you have that fear, it gives a way for the enemy to attack.
就是雅各是现在是怕失去便雅悯，可是你看到最后他还是得放手。
And so Jacob, he was afraid to let Benjamin go, but in the end, he had to let him go.
所以我们有什么心里有什么惧怕的时候，我相信一定有啊，每个人都有不同的惧怕，必须要立刻对付。
So I think that every one of us have some sort of fear in our hearts, but we need to deal with them immediately.
只要是主的旨意啊，没有什么可怕，没有什么放不下的，不要给仇敌留任何的地步。
As long as it's the will of God, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing that you can't lay down, put down, and do not, absolutely do not give the enemy a step, an inch.
下面我们到了43章，这个他们带回来的粮食呢，不久就快吃完了。
Now we come to chapter 43. So the food that they brought back soon were all eaten and gone.
那么雅各呢，又叫这些兄弟们去买粮。
And so Jacob again commanded his sons to go and buy more food.
那我们晓得便雅悯就是又是这个问题的中心了。
And so I think, as we all know, Benjamin again become the problem, the center of all this.
这次流便没有讲话。
And so this time Reuben actually kept quiet.
可能是因为他爸爸后来说他的个性如水啊，他就是一下变来变去这样。
And so maybe because just as his father described him, Reuben has this personality that is kind of, it changes his mind constantly.
但是我们现在看见犹大就开始变成众弟兄的领袖。
But then we start seeing Judah become the leader of his brothers.
他以自己做保，如果不带回便雅悯的话，自己永远担这个罪。
And he used himself to as a guarantee. He said that if I can't bring Benjamin back, I will forever bear this sin.
然后你看圣经的用的字哦，真是满了意义，这很奇妙。
And so you can see from the Bible that it is very interesting in their word choice.
你如果回去看那一段啊，这个时候雅各又叫做以色列了。
And because at that moment when he let go, Jacob is referred to as Israel again.
他一面把小儿子交给这些哥哥们。一面叫儿子尽量送那个埃及主管迦南地最好的特产，而且要带加倍的银子。
And so on one hand, as he handed his youngest son over to his other sons, on the other hand, also commanded his sons to bring all the best of the local specialties from the land of Canaan to this the lord of the land.
然后他就说：“我若丧了这些孩子们呢、啊，就丧了吧。”
And also he said, if I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved.
你知道这个以色列这个名字就代表新造的人，这个雅各这个用这个名字的时候就代表那个旧造的人。
And so, as you know, Israel represents the new creation, whereas when they use the name Jacob, represent the old man.
所以给我们看见什么呢？凡是新造的人，必有为神的旨意豁出去的心，因为那个是耶稣基督的心肠。
And so what that allows us to clearly see is that all those who are under the new creation, they have this heart to offer everything give up everything, for that is the same heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这一辈子都是先有旧造，但是慢慢我们接受神以后有个新生命新造，这两个慢慢就在那里打架了啊。
And so we all start the same way, that we all start with this old creation, and then once when we have this new life in us, these two forces constantly battle it out inside of us.
我们生长就是对旧造越来越死，然后是新造在我们里面活。
And to be mature means that the old life slowly dies away as the new life become mature.
那么到了这个埃及以后呢，这些做过亏心事的哥哥呢，突然听到说，哎呀。约瑟要在自己的屋子里见他们，那就又害怕起来了。
And so after they reached Egypt, and these brothers who have wronged Joseph, when they heard that Joseph wanted to meet them in his own house, they started to be afraid.
因为上次的银子怎么在自己口袋里，对不对？
And so they thought that Joseph wanted to accuse them of something for the money that they were used to purchase their food.
所以他们称呼这个约瑟的家宰，家里的主管也叫他我主我主。
And so that's why they even call the house steward of Joseph's house as my lord. They call it three times.
Yeah, 他们叫他三次啊。Yeah. 然后他们就跟这个家宰 my lord 说啊，不但带回了上次的银子。而且这次的银子也带来了。
And so they told calling my lord and explained to the house steward that they brought back the money that they used to buy the grain with last time, but somehow got ended up in their grain bags. But they also brought additional money to buy more grains.
但是这个家宰却保证他们上次的银子已经收到了，不要担心啊。
But yet,The house steward assured them that they have received full payment for the purchase from last time.
而且这个时候西缅也被带出来，那么大家就一起进到屋子里面，等约瑟
And so at this moment that Simeon was also brought out together with the rest of the brothers, and they would go into the house to dine with Joseph.
等到约瑟回家以后，他们一面送礼物，一面又伏伏在地上向他下拜。
And so after Joseph returned home, as they were bowing down before Joseph, they were also offering up their gifts from the Lamb Canaan.
包括第一次，记不记得我们刚刚讲过，他见他面的时候啊。就是第一次买粮的时候的下拜，一直到创世纪的末了，他们一共向约瑟下拜记载了五次之多。
And so from the very first time when they come to the land of Egypt to buy food, from Joseph until the end of Genesis, the book of Genesis, they have bowed down to Joseph for five times.
十足的应验了神给约瑟的梦，神的旨意一定会成就在地，如同在天。
And this affirms that the dream that God gave to Joseph, it became reality.
这个时候呢，约瑟就看见了这个便雅悯，这个便雅悯他是不认识的。
And so at this moment, Joseph saw Benjamin. So Benjamin is someone who he does not recognize.
因为他比他年轻还小，他长的时候可能会变了一点，可是他就忍不住又出去哭了一场了。
And so because probably Benjamin is still going through changes from the last time Joseph saw him. So at that moment, Joseph couldn't help control himself, so he left to cry again.
然后在吃饭的时候呢，把这个剥五倍的食物给了他弟弟。
And so while they were eating, Joseph gave Benjamin five times the food as everyone else.
我想这个时候会不会，一方面他表示他对便雅悯的爱，一方面恐怕也是用这个事情来试验他的这些哥哥，看看他们什么反应啊。
So I feel that this is on one hand, him showing his love to Benjamin, but on the other hand, probably also is a test for the rest of his brothers.
所以呢。就这么做，但是而且他吃完饭以后把他们送回去的时候啊，第二天他吩咐家宰，不但再一次归还他们的银子，因为他想到家里要用钱啊，而且把自己那个喝酒的那个银杯啊放在便雅悯的口袋里。
And so on the next day when they return, again he asked his house steward to give him back the money that they used to purchase food, probably because he knows that his family probably need the money for other stuff. But also he asked his house steward to put the silver cup which he used to drink wine with inside the bag of Benjamin.
所以第二天一早他打发他们走了以后呢，赶快又叫家宰去追，而且责备他们怎么以恶报善，把自己饮酒沾吐的杯给拿了。
And so next day when they left, soon after he commanded his house steward to chase after them and to rebuke them for why, ask them why they have repaid evil for good, and that they would actually take his, steal his divining cup which he used for drinking.
其实他这个，我相信他是不会这个沾吐的，但是这种杯子那个时候大家一般的人饮酒的杯都用来沾吐。
And so it's my personal belief that Joseph actually doesn't use it for divining purposes, but however, the cup, that type of cup at that time, most people would use for divining.
那么这些哥哥们，他当然就是否认这个控告了。
And so, of course, his elder brothers deny the accusation.
而且就说，哦，谁拿的话，就谁就该死了。
And they said that whoever took the cup, may he be put to death.
那么这个家宰就来搜查了，那你想想看，这个银杯当然是在便雅悯的口袋里发现。
And so the house steward started to examine each one's bag, and of course, lo and behold, it was found in Benjamin's bag.
所以他们被带回约瑟家里的时候呢，他们又一次向他俯伏。
And so when they once again were brought back to the house of Joseph, they again bowed down before him.
这个时候犹大又表现他真的是像保护家人的领袖啊，他就代表大家。坦白地承认神在追讨他们的罪，而且愿意一起承担这个罪过。
And so at that moment, Judah again showed his newfound leadership as the house leader of the household. Not only did he took on all the responsibility, and he explained that to Joseph that God is judging their family, their household for their past sins.
但是约瑟说，哦。我不要你们都留在这，我只要把那个拿杯那个人留下来做奴仆。
And then Joseph said, I don't want any of you to stay. I just want the person who took the cup to stay at my house be a slave.
他这里又在试验了啊。
So again, he's testing them.
他就给了犹大一个机会，他就表露出现在他愿意为父亲还有父亲的爱子 他愿意牺牲自己的一个决心。
So he gave Judah a chance to show his resolve to sacrifice himself for his father as well as for the favorite son of his father.
因为这个犹大在过去的漂流的日子里，他深深体会这个罪恶的痛苦，他不能再错了。
And so in his sojourning years, Judah has experienced the pain that's associated with the sin, committing the sin, so he can't sin again.
所以你看见一个当年是记恨父亲的重子的这个人呢、啊，就转变成为愿意为父亲另外一个重子牺牲自己的一个领袖。
And so at that point, you can see that a man who used to be someone who despises and hates the favorite son of his father now become a man who's willing to sacrifice for his father's other son.
这里面有二十二年，大概有二十二年。
And so it took 22 years for this to happen.
但是他能够从失败里面懂得悔改。
And but yet he's able to learn repentance from his failures.
你看后来圣经说他君王从他而出，而且是被神拣选的首领。也是大卫王和主耶稣肉身的祖先。
And so later you can see in the Bible it's recorded that the kings shall come from him, and also he's the chosen leader by God, and also King David, and also Lord Jesus, their physical body that descended from his line.
所以很有意思啊，我们的在神面前的情况会影响我们的后代。
So it's very interesting how we stand before the Lord will affect our descendants.
那么犹大支派后来跟约瑟支派就成为全以色列人的两个代表的支派。
And so the tribe of Judah and also the tribe of Joseph later became the two representative tribes from the people of Israel.
我以前查经的时候，我不懂为什么加了犹大在中间，好像是顺便说一说，我后来才懂。
And so initially, when I didn't quite understand why Judah was added, it felt like he was just added as an afterthought, but now I understand.
那么这个约瑟他亲眼看到当年出卖自己的哥哥犹大的这个转变，他再也忍不住了，大声哭出来，就跟兄弟相认了。
And so when he has seen how much his brother Judah had changed, the person who sold him out years ago,Joseph couldn't hold back anymore, so he cried out loud and to reveal himself to his brothers.
这些哥哥们啊，十分惊慌，万分狼狈。他怎么样也很难相信，这个面前被自己还有所有埃及人称为我主我主的人，竟然是他们当年原本要杀害，后来卖掉的大弟子，怎么样也想不来，没办法接受。
So after the big reveal, all his brothers just don't know what to do. They were all awe-stricken, and they just felt so embarrassed and just don't know how to deal with this, because they cannot believe that the person who they've been calling my Lord all this time, same person who the entire nation of Egypt been calling my Lord, is the very same brother that they tried to kill and later sold off.
所以这个约瑟啊，他这个约瑟是终于明白神用心良苦。这个约瑟、啊，请他们不要自忧自恨了。
And so Joseph at this point he finally understood the will of God for why he put him through all this all these suffering all these years. He asked his brothers not to be so harsh on themselves.
因为差约瑟先来埃及的是神啊。
For the one who sends Joseph to Egypt is God.
你记得那个？圣经上记载说，当这个雅各他的父亲差他去找他哥哥，就是被卖那次，是用以色列这个名字，你就知道这个事情是出于神。
Because if you think back, the time, the very last time that Joseph was family, when his father sent him forth to seek for his brothers, before that's right when the time when he was later sold. In the Bible, they use the word Israel to describe Jacob.
他是神要保护他们全家人还有许多人的生命才把他这么苦苦的磨练啊。
And so the whole entire purpose the reason why God put Joseph through all these suffering and this training is so that he could be prepared so one day he can protect his entire family as well as the many other people、
yeah. 那所以他跟他哥哥讲的时候他当场重复了是神差遣他来的话有三次。
And so as he was talking to his older brothers, Joseph repeatedly said that this is the will of God. God sent him. He repeated this phrase three times.
所以你如果去看圣经，一直到创世纪的末了， 这个约瑟用这个神的意思是好的，讲了五次，他来安慰哥哥。
And so, all the way from that point, all the way until the end of Genesis, Joseph used the word "God's will is great." He used the word "God meant well," as to comfort his brothers 5 times.
他就清楚地表示他对哥哥们完全的饶恕，而且真心的爱护。
And so he clearly expressed that he had completely forgiven his brothers and he's truly and sincerely love and protect his brothers.
而且你也看见他对神教育栽培就是 discipline 的顺从啊，尊敬跟了解。
And also this revealed how he obeys God's discipline and with respect and understanding.
我们今天来看一次我们唯一要一起读的一段圣经啊，118篇诗篇。
So let's turn to Psalm 118. This is the only passage we'll read together today.
从圣经上读118篇18-24节。
So Psalm 118, verse 18-24.
我们找到我们一起中英一起读啊。
So let's all read together Chinese and English.
118篇诗篇118篇18-24节。
Psalm 118 verse 18-24. Let's begin.
耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未将我交于死亡。
But he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through. I shall give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜，所以你看见这一节这一段圣经完全就应用在这个约瑟的身上。
And so this passage that we have just read has completely been used on to show forth through Joseph's life.
他提到神严严的惩治，或者就是说管教啊。
And so it says about that the Lord has disciplined me severely.
但是在这个期间呢，就逐渐给我敞开了义门。
But yet during this time, he has opened the gates of righteousness.
这个就是耶和华的门。只有在这个受训的时候打开哦。所以我们如果有一些困难的问题的时候，你要到面前去要找那个门呢。
So this is the gate of the Lord. So this gate is only open when we are being trained. So when you're experiencing difficulties, look for that gate.
这个就成为我的拯救。
And so that become our salvation.
因为你看见主耶稣自己才是我们的全辈的救恩，其实就是他自己。
For this, you know that Lord Jesus Himself is that salvation is Himself.
而且你看，匠人所弃的石头成了房角的头块石头，就是当初哥哥把他给卖了，他想被弃的石头啊。但是呢，他却变成头块房角石，全家祝福都是从他来的。
And so the stone which the builders rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. So he was rejected by his brothers and was sold by his brothers. Now he became the savior for his household.
所以你会看见这个旧约的事实讲给我们新约属灵的原则，我们是这样子才进入新天新地新耶路撒冷的。
And so is this through this can we enter into the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem?
在我们眼中实在看为稀奇啊，23节说。
And so in verse 23 it says that it is marvelous in our eyes.
那我们下面请看那个第29节。
And let's take a look at verse 29.
我们一起念好不好？
Let's read together again.
Okay.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting.
真的是。
Truly it is.
那么，然后他就告诉这些哥哥，还有五年的饥荒。
And then he told his brothers, there's 5 more years of famine.
他就让哥哥把父亲还有全家所有的通通接来住到哥山地区。
And so he asked his brothers to bring their father and the entire household to live in the land of Goshen.
结果这个法老听见，他也非常高兴。
And then when the Pharaoh heard this, he's also very joyous.
而且他还吩咐用埃及的车辆带着路上一切需要的去把全家都接来。
And he was also commanded to use the carts from Egypt to help bring forth everything that the house needs.
你看这个旧造的雅各啊，花了一点时间才相信，起先很难以置信这件事情，对不对？
So and then you can see that Jacob, who's of the old creation, found all this very hard to believe until he saw the carts actually arrived.
Yeah, 直到他看见这些车子，他才淋漓明白过来。所以圣经上又叫他以色列啊，他就愿意在这个还没有死以前就下了埃及去见他儿子。
And only until he saw the cart arrive did he understood spiritually, and so then Israel is willing to go down to Egypt to see Joseph before he died.
这个三十九岁，这个时候约瑟三十九岁，他在歌珊地终于迎接到分离二十二年的父亲以色列。
And so at that point, Joseph is 39 years old, and then in the land of Goshen, he finally was able to see his father, whom he had not seen for 22 years.
父子两人就抱头痛哭。
And so the father and son, they hug each other and they cry.
那后来法老知道了他们父亲全家来了，就吩咐他们住在全国最好的地。
And so when the Pharaoh heard that Joseph's entire family had come, he asked them to live in the best place in the land.
你看以色列人后来在埃及得到最好的，这个最好的啊，这个话提了三次。
And so later on, the Israelites receiving the best in land of Egypt, this phrase was used three times.
那为什么这个约瑟选了歌珊地呢？表面上看是因为这个埃及人是厌恶这些牧羊人的。
And so why is Joseph elected to have him settle in Goshen? And on the surface, it seemed like it's because the Egyptians despises the sheep herders.
Yeah, 因为这个歌珊是有个尼罗河跟这个埃及其他的领土分开。
And so so at land of Goshen, there's the River Nile, and that separates the Egyptians.
Yeah, 那么这个时候为什么他要这样子呢？其实就是为了要保持以色列人不跟其他的人混在一起。
And the reason why, real reason why God wanted to do this is because He wanted to separate the family out so that they don't mingle with the Egyptians.
Yeah. 在迦南地是很容易混杂的。
And so in the land of Canaan, it's very easy to intermix the bloodlines.
但是在埃及呢，正好就用到他们埃及人不喜欢牧羊人的心理呢，
就
把他们隔开。
But yet, when they moved to Egypt, they happened to take advantage of the fact that the Egyptian doesn't like the sheep herders to, as a way to separate the two.
而且歌珊是在埃及的东北角，是将来出埃及到迦南地是最近的路，就是歌珊。
Also, Goshen is in the land that's laying to the northeast of the northeast of Egypt, and so also the closest route to go to a land Canaan.
Yeah, 而且这个因为有这个尼罗河的隔开，后来他们出埃及不是有十个灾吗？你看见从第四个灾开始，这个灾的影响就不发生在以色列人住的这边了。
And so also there's the River Nile as the line of separation. And so you discover also later that when the 10 plagues came, that ever since the fourth plague, the plague no longer affects the side that the Israelites live in.
所以那个时候就清清楚楚地显出这个以色列人跟埃及人的不同。
And so at that point, it clearly separates out the Israelites from the Egyptians and showing that they are different.
你看神的安排好不好？
And truly, the God's arrangement is great.
那这个约瑟就带了他几个哥哥去见法老。
And so Joseph led his brothers to see the Pharaoh.
他们就清楚跟法老讲，因为饥荒，所以来埃及是来寄居。
And so they clearly explained to the Pharaoh that they sojourned because of famine in their land.
寄居，创世纪里你会看见，无论他们住在哪里，即使是希伯伦，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都还是用寄居这个字。
So in the book of Genesis, it records no matter where they are, these people are, even in Hebron and Abraham. Abraham and Isaac often use the word sojourn to describe how they're living.
他就是清楚地表示我们在世界上，我们今天也就是寄居的人。
And so clearly shows us that even today, we live on this earth, we're sojourners.
因为我们真正的住所、真正的家是什么？是基督耶稣啊，你住在主里。
For our true house, our true dwelling place is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我相信每个人年纪越大，就越会发现这实在是一个真理啊。
And so I think the older you are, the more experience you have, you discover that this is the truth.
因为我们只有在主里找到真正的爱、真正的生命、真正的平安、真正的喜乐、真正的满足、真正的安息。
For only in God can we find the true love, life, peace, joy, fulfillment, and rest.
真的很稀奇啊。
It's really amazing.
那么雅各住在埃及有十七年之久。
So Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years.
他这个一百四十七岁的以色列死期临近的时候。
And as Joseph was, at, I'm sorry, as Israel was at the end of his life when he was 147 years old.
他对约瑟说话的时候，不但用过以前跟他讲的“我请你，我请你”啊，英文是那个Darby的比较靠近原文是说 “I pray thee” 啊。
And so when he spoke to Joseph, he oftentimes used a very polite way to say to him. He said, "I pray thee."
Yeah. 而且在这里特别还讲说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，他对约瑟还用这样子的话讲。
And he also used the phrase, "If I found favor in your eyes."
我想这个神给约瑟的梦，这个时候完全成就了哈。
And so I think that the dream that God gave to Joseph has now become a reality.
约瑟在埃及做全地的主有八十年之久。
And so Joseph was the lord of the land in Egypt for 80 years.
他大展他的治理的才华。
And so he showed fully his full capability of management.
这个七个丰年以后的这个荒年的里面，七个荒年里面。
And so after the seven years of abundance, and during those 7 years of famine,
这个埃及人和这个迦南人为了粮食就用尽了他们的银子。
And so the Egyptians and also the people from the land of Canaan, for the food, they have used up all of their money.
而且埃及人的牲畜甚至土地还有人也都归了法老了。
And also their not only their money and also their livestock, but also the land and then the people now all belongs to the Pharaoh.
可是你看啊，这个时候圣经上写，这些人对约瑟还是存感激的心哦。
And yet, all the people still have the thankful heart towards Joseph.
因为你就发现他这个约瑟继续就是对上忠心恭敬，对下满有恩惠，他一点都没有被腐化。
And because the reason is because he rely upon the Lord to continue to faithfully serve the one above him and also have grace towards those below him, and he was not corrupted at all.
这个人有的时候我们不能被高提啊，一被高举的时候就怎么样，就腐化了，好可惜啊。
As the phrase goes, oftentimes with power comes also people are easy to corrupt as well.
所以神要劝我们，就是我们整个从旧造到新造就不一样了。
And so that God, that's why God wants to train us so that from the old, we're different from the old creation to the new creation.
但是这些埃及人啊，全部变成法老的这个人，对不对？但是以色列人就不一样了。
So all of these Egyptians now become the people of the Pharaoh, but the Israelites are different.
因为法老给了他们最好的歌山地。
For the Pharaoh gave him the best land in Goshen.
而且约瑟又照父亲还有每一个人的每一个兄弟的这个家里的人口用粮食来奉养他们。
And also Joseph, according to each of his father's household and his brother's household, gave him food and provision.
所以他们反而置了产业，而且生育很多。
And not only that, so they built up their wealth and also their family household grew as well.
所以这一群人就非常兴盛。
And so they were very prosperous.
神，所以你看他因为约瑟在这个管教的时间啊，在 discipline 里面顺从的学习。
And so you can see that because Joseph was obediently studying his lessons while he was during his time of discipline under God.
所以到了日子满足的时候，神不但把原先预定的祝福临到他自己，还临到他的全家，甚至到当时的普天下都有的吃了。
And so when the day is fulfilled, not only does God give his the blessing that he planned to Joseph himself, but also it had come to his whole entire family, and then also unto the people of the world.
感谢主，这个你知道，这个圣经是一贯的，这个仍然是我们神今天这个做事的法则。
And so thank the Lord for God, the way that He works has never changed. So until today, this is still the same way that God works.
你要不要？走在这个里面。
Do you want to walk in this?
虽然这个约瑟一生绝大部分大概只有93年在埃及。
So even though Joseph spent most of his life in Egypt, about 93 years,
他却严严地嘱咐以色列的后面的人，要一定要把他的尸骨葬在世界。
But yet he still commanded his descendants to, that to return his body to be buried in Shechem.
那个，因为事件是这个神向亚伯拉罕第二次显现，应许给亚伯拉罕后裔，就是 seed 单数 seed 代表主耶稣的一个产业。
And that's God's promise to Abraham the second time that he appeared and promised to Abraham that he'll give him seed.
Shechem,
that's the word.
那个这个 seed 后裔啊，这中文看不清楚，但是英文这个 seed 啊，就是指耶稣基督。
And the seed is actually referring to our Lord Jesus.
你后来发现犹大是归葬到这个，应该是归葬到希伯伦，就是他们祖先的地方。
And so Judah is later buried in Hebron, which is that's most likely that's the land that he was buried.
那我们在他一生的过程里面，看见在约瑟的过程里面，也的确看见他很多事情跟耶稣基督相像。
And in Joseph's life, we indeed see a lot of similarities between him and our Lord Jesus' life.
好比他被那个身边的人嫉妒，就是被他哥哥嫉妒，还有被出卖。
For example, being envious by his by the people around him, and eventually being sold out by the people closest to him.
而且他跟主耶稣一样，因为所受的苦难，学了什么？顺从。
And just like our Lord Jesus, that because of the suffering that he learned, he went through, he learned obedience.
这个就是我们今天的功课。如果你有什么苦难难处临到你，你知道神要我们学什么？
And that's the lesson that we also learned today, that whenever you see difficulties coming to you, you know that the lesson that God wants us to learn is obedience.
那你就快快就像约瑟一样就上去了啊。
And then if you learn this lesson, then you can be like Joseph, and you can go move on quickly to the next stage.
后来呢，这个约瑟被起名为救世主，还被人称为全地的主。
And later, Joseph is called the Savior, and also called the Lamb, the Lord of the Lamb.
这个不但如此，而且还救了他的全家全群，还救了全天下。
And not only that, they also saved his entire family, his entire tribe, and also the entire all the people, at the time.
而且他也在靠着神啊，在爱里面用方法帮助他的哥哥们悔改。
And also by rely upon God, he helped his brothers to repent in love.
所以你看见这个以前那个雅各神给他的神的家天的门，在约瑟的身上就有比雅各更进一步的荣耀的彰显。
And so you see that initially Jacob was promised the door to heaven. So on Joseph, this is promise has been shown become more reality one step closer.
诗篇一百零五篇十九节。耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。
So Psalm 105, verse 19 says that the glory of Jehovah's words shall test him until his words become true, the truth.
整个这个受训的过程啊，是由神开始，也由神解开。
And so the entire stage of discipline started with God and also ends with God.
让我们就是在这个约瑟的困难这个历史里面得到鼓励。
And so may we receive encouragement from Joseph's suffering.
还有很有意思的是，我查的时候发现，这个他是110岁死的。
It's also very interesting. I discovered that he died at 110.
那你去看创世纪最后一节怎么说？他说人把他收敛在棺材里。
And then at the very end, in the end of the very last verse in Genesis, it said, "Man had put him into the coffin."
这个棺材的原文跟出埃及记25:10的约柜的柜子是同一个字。
But yet the word that's used for coffin is the original word for this coffin used for this coffin is the very same word used in Exodus chapter 25:10 when they're describing the ark.
Yeah. 那么见证的柜这个柜子也是同一个字。
And it's also the very same original word used for the ark of testimony.
所以你看见约瑟与雅各同样成为神的见证。
And so from this you can see that Joseph and Jacob all become God's testimony.
这个启示录19:10讲预言中的灵力是灵异是耶稣的见证。
And so in Revelation chapter 19:10 it says the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
你看见他们这两个人用他们的经历还有用他们生命的表现见证神真是他们的王。
And so these two people, through their experience, through their life, they are a testimony to the fact that God is their Lord. And also in their life, to show that God indeed is the Lord of of everything.
你看见约瑟一面预表基督掌王权，另一面也活出神要我们与他同掌王权的这个心意。
And so Joseph showed us that on one hand, Christ will rule, but on the other hand, that the and also we also live out the fact that we shall rule, reign with him together. That is his also his God's will.
这个神, 这是神工作的目的。
And that is the purpose of God's work.
这个是仇敌最忌讳的地方。
And that is also something that the enemy hated the most.
神的这个目的如果在我们身上成功啊，我们就处在仇敌之上了。
And so if God's will can become reality on us, then we will rise above the enemy.
所以你就看见在约瑟身上这个属灵征战是非常的厉害。And
so that's why you see the spiritual battle is very intense on Joseph.
他虽然是圣经少数几个没有记载有过失的人。And
so even though he is one of the very few people recorded in the Bible that has very few sins. Did not record any sins.
但是他经过的这个遭遇很惨痛的。But
yet he went through great suffering in his experience.
可是你看见他最后得的荣耀也是灿烂辉煌。But
yet the eventual glory that he received is also glorious.
这个你如果去看旧约的话，你就发现那个先知书里常常以这个以法莲于犹大。
And so if you look at a lot of the Old Testament, the books on prophecies, that oftentimes they say Ephraim and Judah, or Israel and Judah, to represent the entire Israel people.
以法莲是这个约瑟的长子，后来的长子，立的长子。
And so Ephraim is the firstborn of Joseph. Established by chosen by God.
Yeah, 因为他本来是老二的。
So actually Ephraim was the second born.
Yeah. 这个以色列与犹大就是南国北国啊，北国以色列国的时候呢，他们这个以法莲跟马拉西，马拉西有半支派在河东，但是以法莲跟马拉西半支派都是在北国，所以叫以色列。
And so the Israel and Judah that represent the northern and the southern kingdom.
这个旧约常常用这两个来代表全部的以色列。
And so in Old Testament times, oftentimes they use these two type of description to represent the entire Israelites.
所以你看见约瑟跟犹大，这好像是两根木杖啊，第一次在神手中被接连为一根，这是以西结书37章讲这两根接成一根。
And so you can see that Joseph and Judah is like these two sticks. And the very first time that was in God's hands have been connected into two rods. One is being a testimony to God and also to rule with God.
另外一个就是做神家,
While the other is a leader in his own household as someone who is willing to sacrifice for his own brother.
你看见这两个人的同心合意彰显神的荣耀。
And so between those two, they have all this the same heart and same mind, and to show forth God's glory.
所以你看见我们没有一个人是完全的。
And so you can see that none of us are complete.
你看，在这里面，神就给我们看见他自己有一个奇妙的一个肢体配搭侍奉的一个原则。And
so from this, you can see that God had this wonderful principle of all these different parts of the body working together.
Body ministry.
So, body ministry.
一直到今天还是这个样子。And
it's the same way until today.
所以我真的希望我们每个人啊，跟着神向上向前走。And
so I truly hope that every one of us can follow God and to move forward and upwards.
我们达到神要我们达到的身量。And
until that time that we have reached the stature that God wants us to reach.
也完成神分派我们做这个肢体工作的那一部分。And
also complete the work that God has entrusted us to finish in His body.
让我们不但满足神宝贝我们的心肠。
And so not only satisfy God how he treasures us.
也让他得到他渴望的安居之所。
It also allows him to have a restful place that he always longed for.
他不做成他的工，他不达到他的心愿，他神也没法享受安息。
If his heart is not satisfied, then he cannot rest either.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray for prayer.
我们亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你救的借着许多旧约的人物，把你给我们的心肠，你给我们的计划都放在我们的眼前。
That through all these different people in the Old Testament time, you have shown us forth, what your will is.
让我们真是在遇见困难的时候好好的学习。
So that when we face difficulties, that we can truly, study.
我们不白白的浪费时间。
And not waste this precious time.
让我们真的是像你在我们身上要达成的心意能够投降。
And may we give up our own rights to heed to you, your will for what you have before us.
让我们真的像主耶稣一样在受苦的时候学习顺从。
And so that we can make just like our Lord Jesus, that in suffering we can learn obedience.
让你在我们身上的工作早早的达到你想要做成的工作。
And may your will be done for us be done early.
让你自己能够在我们身上找到你安居之所。
And may you be able to find a place where you can rest in us.
这是为了你自己的荣耀，让你的荣耀得到满足，得到称赞。
And for your own glory, may your glory be satisfied, be fulfilled.
让我们看见现在的世界上的情况，真的是好像你来的日子近了。
And as we see all the things that are going around us in the world, it just feels like your second coming is near.
求你真是帮助我们每一个人。
Please help each one of us.
能够勇敢地靠你往前走。
So that we can bravely rely upon you and move forward.
而且我们要忍耐到底，到你给我们的时间。
And also to endure until your time has come.
是吗？因为真的常常有的时候我们是在一段等待的时间里面，我们实在不明白。
Often times when we're waiting, we do not understand.
但是主让我们真是对你蛮有信心。
So may we have this full faith in you.
一直到你的工作在我们身上成就。
All the way until your work is done.
谢谢主的恩典。
And thank you for your grace.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.